This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الجمعه ليله عظيمه مباركه يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاه على سيدي مولاي رسول الله وعلى اله وصحبه وله كل عمل صالح. ليله الجمعه, it's a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah on this night, and the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, every good deed. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفق عليه من حديث أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه قال, the hadith in a collection of both Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, and this is, he's different than Abu Bakr obviously, and this is a, again, within the theme of anti-oppression that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks. This is a very famous, I've narrated this hadith a lot. The reason being is that it comes up a lot during the time of Hajj, so it's a very famous one. And this piece of the, it exists within the collection of both Bukhari and Muslim, so it's a very, very strongly authentic hadith. So what Abu Bakr says, قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في خط حجة الوداع يوم النحر وهو بمنى. So he gave a little bit of coordinates for this hadith. He said this was something he said during a khutbah, during that final Hajj, on the day of Nahr, which is Yawm Eid al-Adha, in Mina. So he kind of explained to you exactly where he heard this from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ فَقَالَ إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا أَلَا هَلْ بَلَّغْتَ اللَّهُمَّ فَاشْهَدْ. So what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, indeed, your wealth and your lives, your blood, and your integrity or your honor, or your status. The word a'rad is a very kind of, it's a versatile word that means a number of different things depending on the context. But these things amongst you are sacred. Haramun alaykum. They're prohibited. The word, anything that is muharram is also sacred and holy, which is why we call the masjid al-masjid al-haram. I remember there was a young kid who came to me once and asked me why we don't call it masjid al-halal, not masjid al-haram. Because it, for him, like, this is the concept of it is, why is it haram? Is it the masjid? Shouldn't it be masjid al-halal, Shaykh? I mean, yes, it should be, but it's also masjid al-haram. Because the word haram doesn't only mean prohibited. Again, it's all about how you're going to understand the derivative within the language. Because anything that's prohibited, it's prohibited because it's sacred. Right? If anything is prohibited, it's prohibited because crossing that line, you're crossing a line of sanctity and holiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid for you. So he sings, alayhi salatu wasalam, and I can go on this specific hadith for a long time because I think it's extremely profound, but I just want you to take the gist of it. He stood there. You see the coordinates that the guy gave? He remembers the coordinates. This was in Mina. This was on the day of Nahr. Now, this was on the minbar of the, this is a big deal. His final Hajj, alayhi salatu wasalam, and just everything about this moment must have been, I always go back and say, that's where I would love to been there. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us, I want him to take me back, I just want to stand there. What's more majestic than that moment? When alayhi salatu wasalam, this is his final Hajj, it's Dhul Hijjah, it's the day of Eid al-Adha, he's in Mina, he's speaking, his final, yani ya latif, just full of just sanctity and strength and beauty, and he would stand there, and this is what he said. This is what muttafaq alayh that he said. There's a lot of other narrations that are authentic, but this is what is muttafaq alayh amongst the scholars, what he said. He said, indeed, your lives amongst you, your wealth amongst one another, your integrity and honor amongst one another are sacred things. Their sanctity is as the sanctity of this holy day, in this holy month, on this holy land. You see all the stacking of sanctity? It's Mina, that sacred place. It's the day of Nahr, it's the Eid al-Adha, it's a sacred day. Dhul Hijjah is a sacred, Muharram is a sacred month. It's just all this sanctity, all just stacked on top of it. Yet your wealth is more sacred than that. Your wealth to me, your honor, your integrity, your well-being, your life is more sacred than all of that. And this is just, This was a wake-up call for the person, people who heard it during the time of his life, alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm not sure if we understand it the same way, but that it's very, ala hal ballagh. That's why he said, have I conveyed the message? Yes, Allahumma, oh Allah be my witness, I told them that they can't come say yawm al-qiyamah, they didn't understand. I explained to them that yes, right now is a sacred moment. You have Rasulullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, on the minbar, in his last hajj, in Mina, on the day of Nahr, in Dhul Hijjah, all of that. Your wealth, your integrity, your life, your well-being is more sacred to me than all of that. So just, I think there's a lot there for us to take and think about within our deen. So I hope that was of benefit to you. I want to welcome Sheikh Al-Fattah to be amongst us. It's always nice to have one of our shuyukh in our community to be here. He refused to lead and give the khatira, but inshallah in the future he'll be amongst us a little bit more. I remember The reason I say that, obviously I spent a lot of time with Sheikh Al-Fattah when we were together at LMM, and I'm honored to be his, you know, to be his right arm at the time when we were together. But no, something I learned from my teachers is that the respect that needs to be shown to people of knowledge in the community is important. The respect is shown for imams is important, and it's important that imams do it, because sometimes it's used in negative ways when they don't, and when there's lack of coming together amongst the people of knowledge in a community, it only divides the community. And yes, no two people of knowledge, no two imams will agree on everything. Not everyone will agree with everyone on everything, but it only deepens division when we fail to recognize those who have, you know, who have done things for the community and who have the knowledge and are offering people who are teaching. And I think it's something that we should always keep in our minds. And you know, we're only as strong as we allow ourselves to be strong. You know, we're only as strong as how much we allow ourselves to be that. And by neglecting one another, not recognizing the sanctity of knowledge, the importance of knowledge, the importance of our leaders, is something that just makes us weaker. Jazakallah khair for, yeah, you're welcome, inshallah. This is always your home, and we're honored to have you. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفق عليه من حديث أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بمنى يوم النحر في حجة الوداع فقال إن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم حرام عليكم كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا ألا هل بلغت اللهم فاشهد صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.